believe that he is reaching out for this conversation. And I believe that if you were capable of giving him the conversation, I know because I can feel the power of your desire, you would have given it. So I'm going to be feeling my way. Don't ask me to tell you what the inspiration will be, because I can't tell you in advance what it will be. But I know from my experience, from my track record, from what I can feel from your son, I know from the power of my wanting and your wanting and his wanting, I know that we're going to figure this out. So just relax, chill out, try not to worry, and give this as little attention as you can, and do everything that you can to give your son the leeway to relax into the guidance that I will offer him. And I know we will have a successful outcome here.
Wow. Wow. I find in these situations that the parents are the most difficult to deal with. The children seem to, if left alone, turn around really easy, as you are saying here. So any more words on the parents themselves,
not just the legal part. Not anything that they would really want to hear, because basically what you're saying to them is you're the problem he's trying to escape from.
Yeah, exactly.
It isn't always only that, but they are certainly... Here is the thing that we would say to the parents, and maybe they'll get it and maybe they won't. So you just have to lean back on your experience and your expertise and trust that in their last ditch effort that they will hear you in a way that they haven't been able to hear before also, because their wanting is stronger also here. In other words, they're not the enemy here. This is a co-creation that's gone on, and you want to uplift them in the same way that you want to uplift their child. And so what you want to say, you could say something to them such as, I can feel the intensity of your desire to help your son. And from the experience that I've had, I have seen every time that the more finicky you are and the more hands-on you try to be once it's reached this point, the worse it becomes. Because your child, from very early ages, has developed this pattern that he hasn't been able to accomplish, where he believes that your happiness is his responsibility. So you're in this cycle where he's not happy and you're torn up that he's not happy, and he can't fix it so that you get happy, and so the attention that you give as you worry and fret just exacerbates this. So if you could just find a way to sort of trust that it's going to be better here and sort of just get your mind on some other things for a while, once we sort this all out, we'll loop back through it with you and help you to understand what we've come to. And then just reassure them. Your goal is to soothe this child, and your goal is to soothe those parents too. In other words, you're wanting to soothe them. You're wanting to soothe all of them. No blame is going to fix anything. And we are certainly not blaming anyone. We are just saying that without the full story, without an understanding of why your guidance system works in the way that it does, nobody has anything stable to stand on. And once you can help them get that, then they've got stability. Do you know that once you know what you all know, once you know you came from source and that the larger part of you still is, and once you know that you are here as a leading edge vibrating being, and once you know that there's a vibrational relationship going on between you and you, you now understand everything that has or ever will happen to you or anyone. There are no more mysteries. This universe is not squirrely, it's consistent. Once you understand the laws of the universe and flow with them, life gets good. And until then, there's no leverage. There's just not enough energy. You can't buck the current. Your hospitals are filled to the brim with people who are trying to, through action, compensate for misaligned energy. It can't be done. You've got to get to the heart of the energy. When doctors and scientists start looking for the vibrational root instead of the cure, they'll be on to something. And that's what you're doing here. You're finding the vibrational root. But in order to find, and that's what this child is looking for, his vibrational root, you see.
The next group that falls in the same category, and a statistic came out that was interesting, that 1 in 2 men over the age of 80 in America commit suicide. Men tend to be much, much, much more depressed as they get older, much less likely to be in alignment. And these men are coming into
That we really have to say, and this is so important. Jerry and Esther are already getting emails about people questioning the bushfires in Australia and why, and the airplane crashes in Buffalo. Why?